out of these grow more complex works, like the work in the middle, The Model Architect by Samuel Sloan. And in Samuel Sloan's book, he produced a number of plates with designs of houses that were elevations of the houses. So he'd actually give you a design and a floor plan. And as the builder or the architect, you'd have to fill in all of the stuff that he didn't provide for you, like measurements, for example. But a lot of houses were built from these plan books. And the building adjacent to that page is a house in Janesville, Wisconsin, that was built according to one of Samuel Sloan's designs. The book we see on the bottom right is a book designed by George Barber. George F. Barber was an architect and who moved down to Knoxville, Tennessee after the Civil War. So he's a Yankee moving into the South. He was a carpetbagger. And as a carpetbagger, he was having a hard time finding jobs. And he decided that he would just try to see if he could sell blueprints by mail. So he started up a company and advertised in magazines, and you could send away to Sloan using finding an illustration in one of his catalog books, and he would send you the complete set of blueprints for the house. And he would also, he designed these very elaborate Queen Anne houses, and he would also source the millwork for you to a local, the lumber company that he worked for, so you could get the turn posts and the fireplace mantles and things like that to be able to accomplish his designs. And his houses were built all over the country. This one happens to be in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And he was successful enough that others came after him and also started doing these blueprint books back in the 1880s, 1890s, into the early 20th century. But the catalog house, as we have come to know it, came from a little company in Bay City, Michigan that was, the man who was the principal of the company had seen an advertisement in a magazine for build your own boat kit. They would ship you all of the materials flat packed, and then you would build the boat out of the pieces that they sent you. Everything was cut to length, and it was a kit, basically. And he thought, we could do that for houses. So in 1904, he starts up a build-it-yourself house company called Aladdin Homes that quickly became the largest manufacturer of mail-order houses in the country. In 1918, Aladdin's sales accounted for 2.37% of all the housing starts in the United States. So think about that, 2% of all the housing starts in the United States were Aladdin Homes. Very successful. At its peak year in 1926, it sold 3,650 houses. Another company that was instrumental in the startup of these mail order houses was a company called Gordon Van Tine Company that was based in Davenport, Iowa. And Gordon Van Tine was a millwork company, so it sold all the decorative pieces for houses, staircases, baseboards, fireplaces, door surrounds, windows and doors, all of that kind of stuff. And they began selling this stuff through catalogs, and the success of Gordon Van Tine as a millwork company was that they would package these components all together with a set of blueprints, kind of like what Samuel Sloan was doing, but all in-house. And this eventually became a mail-order house business as well. And they publicized themselves through periodicals and magazines. You can see the illustration on the top is from a magazine ad for Aladdin Homes selling one of their houses, five-room home for the low price of $493. So many of these early houses were very affordable houses that were targeted at a working class buyer. The image on the bottom is from the Gordon Van Tine company catalog. And one of the things these companies would do to try to sell their houses was to offer testimonials in the catalogs from people who had already bought them. This one was a testimonial for someone in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, who bought a house and built it at 553rd Street. It took a little bit of finding because it changed, the house changed numbers, or the street changed numbers and names both. So it took a little digging to find it, but this building is still around yet. And he's bragging about buying his plan number 116 and made very little change to it, though others made more.